I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My thighs still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? What's happening? Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, the show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, America's favorite catering company. What else? I mean, week 9, baby. Week 9 coverage, week 9 recap. Guys, I want to start this thing off by thanking every single one of you who listens, every single one of you who participates, and everybody who is involved in this podcast. I recently just went and found the analytics to the podcast, and we are, you know, small victories. We want to clap for ourselves where we can. And we want to celebrate you guys as well, because you guys are a part of this as well. That being said, join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server. That way we can stay in touch. Ask for the link and I'll send it to you gladly. But yeah, like I said, 40 episodes in, this is 44, 44 total episodes, 3 seasons, 3 ongoing. We have done 43 episodes. We have done the podcast for 4 months. And we are currently 9 listens, 9 views away from 600 total listens on the podcast all time. So, you know, 4 months, 600 views, that's not a lot, guys. It's 100 a month, something like that. But hey, you know, we're doing it. I think it's 150 a month. So we can look back at this podcast one day, this episode, week 9 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League episodic series. And we can say we were talking about 600 views at that time. We were on the road to 1K. You know, this is November of 2022. And hopefully in the future, all of us can celebrate road to 2K, 5K, 10K, 100K, 1 million. You know what I'm saying? And we'll just keep moving. Hopefully we could keep this thing pushing. I do have plans to keep this thing moving generationally. So that's just something that we're planning and we're trying to bring to you guys, so you guys can trust us. You can stick around with us. We don't plan on stopping. This isn't something that, oh, this kid's just trying to try something out and he's gonna, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna flare out. No. My kid's kind of, relying on this, kind of depends on it. So this is where my marbles are. And, we're going to make it happen, right? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, anywhere you find your podcast. Also follow DIG on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you find your music. Follow The Realest Underground Entertainment on YouTube, on Rumble. Follow DIG on Rumble at Designed I Gifted. Guys, you know, hey, if you like the content, show love, buy it, download it. If you don't, that's cool. Keep it moving. We'll keep it moving, right? This is week 9 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League series. And we are going to talk about, as you guys know, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 1, number 2, and the league. Again, week number 2, rest in peace to Team Bro Dog. Rest in peace to RJ Salinas. Just want to throw that out there. Keep him in memory. Keep him. Actually, guys, I have a special announcement as well. As you guys know, the Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation is one of our sponsors for the podcast. There's going to be a slight change. We're having a name change. We are rebranding from Lisa's Love. We are rebranding to. We are rebranding to Remember RJ's Fundraising Foundation. So Remember RJ's Fundraising Foundation is the new Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation. It is now sponsor of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. But yeah, guys, let's get into the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast League number one. We're going to talk about the standings. We're going to talk about the matchups. We're going to go into segment two, standings matchups. Segment three, the league, standings matchups. And then we're out of here, right? So let's do it. Let's see what's going on. Okay, so the standings for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number one. In the Eastern Division, we have Star Gang, Mary Williams, 5-4, tied with El Padrino, Terrence Pryor, 5-4. We have Team McDoubles, Bert Arevalo, with 4-5, tied with the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Oh, we made our way all the way back up to number three? Okay. Guys, okay, so again, I'm pretty sure that I made this announcement. I'm pretty sure I made this announcement. But if I didn't, here it is again. I mean, if I did, here it is again. If I didn't, here it is. The playoff format is not set. Guys, the playoff format is not set. Okay? So in anybody that thinks the playoffs is four man, it's not. Shout out to Coaching from the Couch. Shout out to Star Gang. Shout out to Coastal Car Game Shop and Wreck-It Ralph. But it won't be a, I think it's going to be what, probably seven man? I think it's going to be a seven man playoff. Maybe eight. Maybe have a wild, I don't know. We're going to figure it out. We still got to talk about it in chat. We still got to cement it with the co-commissioners. You know what I mean? So we'll figure it out. The commissioner's core. Maybe one day you guys will meet the entire commissioner's core of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. But maybe you won't. Maybe you will. Who knows? We'll see. But like I said, the standings. Let's get back to it. We did make our way, you know. Okay, James Fritz, I see you. In fifth place, the financial smart guy, 3-6. Okay, I see you. Master Barber 44 tied at fifth, 3-6. Matt Ramos. Okay. The Western Division has Coaching from the Couch, Michael McMahon, 7-2. Highest best and only 7-2 record in the league. First in his division. Coastal Card Game Shop number 2. With 6-3, tied with Wreck-It Ralph, Raphael Sainz, 6-3 as well. In fourth place, you have the Money Team, Mondo Ramos on auto, 5-4, still doing well. You have Hector Lopez, 3-6 at 5, and you have Team 45, Alex Zamora at 5 with at both 3-6. So that is the standings for the East and the West. Shout out to all the teams still active. Shout out to all the teams still playing. Shout out to James Fritz. He threw it into the group chat, into the Facebook messages about how he's ready. I don't know what he's got over there. We're about to get into it, see what his lineup looks like when we get into the matchups, but he's ready. So act two, baby. Act two, second half of the season. This is where everything gets good. This is where everything is. Let's go. Okay. Let's get into the matchups, right, from week 9. Okay, as you could tell, guys, I missed you guys. I missed recording. The last few weeks have been a little rough, but I feel good today. I feel like I could record a lot today. I'm just going to leave it there. I feel good. But yeah, okay, and Michael McMahon as well reached out to me personally to thank me for this victory right here. We got the dub over Coastal Card Game Shop, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, 111, Coastal Card Game Shop, 84. We had Trevor Lawrence with 16.7, Derrick Henry with 23.5, Alvin Kamara with 9.2, Devonta Smith with 4.2. That one was scary. The Chargers wide receiver D. Carter with 10.3. That was, thank you. TJ Hawkinson with 16. Naeem Hines giving me the goose egg in my flex. New England's defense with 26 points, bailing me out as they often do. And then you have Tyler Bass with 6 points. Coastal Card Game Shop, he had Justin Herbert with 12. He had Jamal Williams with 10. He had Deontay Foreman with 4. Devin Duvernay with 1. Paris Campbell with 3. Travis Kelce with 20. Terrace Marshall with 14. Minnesota's defense with 8. And Justin Tucker, the GOAT, with 10. I was going to say, what happened to Coastal Card Game Shop? But CD's on a bye. Pollard's on a bye. Dallas's defense on a bye. Dang, when did Coastal Card Game Shop become the Dallas Cowboys hoarder over here? I didn't know that happened. But, hey, man, Coastal Card Game Shop, you better get it together because that lineup's looking rough right now. That lineup is looking... I'm coming for you. That's all I know. So that was the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, 111 to Coastal Card Game Shop 84. Matchup number 2 was King's Master Barber falling to Team 45, 127 to 104. Master Barber 44 had Josh Allen with 24, Devin Singletary with 9, Kenyon Drake with 25, Jacoby Myers with 7, Chase Claypool with 3, Tyler Higbee with 0, Juju Smith-Schuster with 19, Indianapolis Colts with 8, Greg Joseph with 8, and Team 45 had Pat Mahomes with 34, David Montgomery with 5, Raheem Mostert with 8, Cooper Kupp with 26, Tyler Lockett with 17, Gerald Everett with 8.6, Darnell Mooney with 17, Buffalo's defense with 4, and Evan McPherson with 5. That was King's Master Barber versus Team 45. Team 45 getting the victory 127 to 104. Matchup number 3, we have the Financial Smart Guy falling to Falfurrias Money Team 150 to 96. The Financial Smart Guy had Aaron Rodgers with 13, Leonard Fournette with 11, Damian Pierce with 13, Gabriel Davis with 5, Amon-Ra St. Brown 9, Robert Tonyan with 5.9. Ramondre Stevenson with 16, Washington's defense with 4, Nick Folk with 17, and the Falfurrias Money Team, Jalen Hurts 20 points, Joe Mixon with a gigantic 55 points. What? How did that happen? And I didn't even know about that. 5 touchdowns, 153 yards. That is, whoa. And that's an auto lineup that we're talking about, the Falfurrias Money Team. You know what I'm saying? So they're still putting up 150 points. Shout out. Cam Akers with 0. Devontae Adams with 36. Mike Evans with 9. Zach Ertz with 15. Antonio Gibson with 6.7. Green Bay's defense with 5. And Matt Prater with 3. That was the Falfurrias Money Team 150 to the Financial Smart Guy 96. Matchup number 4. Star Gang 74, Coaching from the Couch 101. Coaching from the Couch had Tua Tagovailoa 24 points, Austin Eckler 24, Clyde Edwards-Helaire 2.9, Jalen Waddle 19.5, Zay Jones 9 points, Mike Gesicki 1 point, Evan Engram 1 point, Miami with 8, and Ryan Succop with 11 points. Matchup number 5 is El Padrino versus Wreck-It Ralph, 147 to 102. Wreck-It Ralph taking the victory. This one was 18 points, Derek Carr for Wreck-It Ralph. This was Travis Etienne with 26, Brian Robinson Jr. 5.8, DJ Moore 4.4, Christian Kirk 21, Dallas Goedert 24, Tyreek Hill 27, Baltimore's defense 11, and Jason Myers, 8 points. El Padrino only had Tom Brady with 15, Dalvin Cook with 13, James Robinson 13, Stephon Diggs 14, T. Higgins 13, Taysom Hill with 1, Rondell Moore with 15, Tampa Bay's defense with 9, and Dan Carlson with 8. But he also had a lot of people on bye this week. So, I mean, Terrence Pryor is going to be fine going forward. Matchup number 6, we got Team McDoubles. We got Mufasa. Hector Lopez had 130. Team McDoubles had 102. Team McDoubles had Kyler Murray with 19. Miles Sanders with 15. Khalil Herbert with 2, Justin Jefferson with 25, AJ Brown with 15.9, Kyle Pitts with 4.7, Michael Pittman with 5, Seattle's defense with 10, and Harrison Butker with 5. Hector Lopez had Geno Smith with 20, Josh Jacobs with 11, Kenneth Walker with 28, DeAndre Hopkins with 13, Curtis Samuel with 17, Isaiah Likely with 9, Cordarrelle Patterson with 18, Philly's defense with 8, and Young Wei Koo with 4 points. That was the 6 matchups for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 1. Guys, that brings an end to segment number 1. We are about to transition. We are going to go into a break, and when we come back from this break, we are going to talk about the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. And yeah, we're going to keep it moving, right? We'll see you guys on the other side of this break. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. All right, guys, we're back. This is segment 2 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you catch your podcast. You guys know what to do. For any questions, guys, or if you'd like your comments read on the show, you can direct message me to the fantasy football group chat messages that you guys are in, or for anybody that's listening that's outside of the fantasy football group chat, you can message me on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, at the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Facebook group page, Patreon at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, Getter at Signs and Sports Podcast, Truth Social at Design I Gifted, Parler at Signs and Sports Podcast, and Twitter at True_DIG. Follow us on Rumble at the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, and at follow DIG on Rumble at Design I Gifted. Shout out to my dog. I remember listening to podcasts and people would say, like, I apologize for my dog, they're barking, da da da, and I'd be like, it's not that big of a deal, you know? Now I'm like, okay, I get what they mean. I get why they were apologizing. Donations can be made to the pod at RealDeal0423 on Cash App. And guys, that is it. We are going to get into the second league of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, and we're going to talk about the standings, so let's get right into it. The East, we have Zeke and Destroy, Jamal Gray, sitting at number 1, 7-2. Got Cowboys for Life, Jeremy Caldwell, 6-3. We got Ball So Hard, Frank Stewart, 5-4, tied with the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, 5-4. Team Stump, 5-4. And then we have Christian Yermy, Team Smithy GM, 1-8. In the West, we have Team Quater Tot, 6-3. We have Fantasy God, 5-4. We have Low Salamanders, 5-4. We have the Immaculate Collection, Blake Young, 4-5. We got the Thunder Ducks, 3-6. And we got Team Bo, 2-7. That is the standings for the East and the West of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. And we're going to roll into it, guys. Oh, wrong tab. I went to the matchup tab. I meant to go to week 9. Again, we have 6 matchups here. We're going to talk about all 6 matchups. We're going to go through them. These rosters are a little bit longer, guys. I think there's one extra roster piece, so I guess it's not really that big of a deal. But the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, 122 to Team Bo, 85. That is Tom Brady with 15, Jerick McKinnon with 10, Khalil Herbert with 2, Stephon Diggs, 14, DeAndre Hopkins, 13, Evan Engram, 1.8, Curtis Samuel, 17, Taylor Heinicke, 13.6, New England's defense, 26, and Dan Carlson, 8 points. That was 122 for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. And Team Bo with 85, that's Josh Allen with 25, James Cook with 5.3, Cordarrelle Patterson, 18.3, Deebo Samuel with the bye, T. Higgins with 13, Pat Freiermuth with the bye, DK Metcalf with 14, Jahan Dotson with 0, the LA Rams with 4, and Evan McPherson with 5. That was Team Bo with 85. Matchup number 2, we have Cowboys for Life, 112, San Antonio Thunder Ducks, 100. Joe Burrow, 19 points, Rex Burkhead, 2 points, Kenyon Drake, 25, Juju Smith-Schuster, 20, Jacoby Myers, 7, Mike Gesicki with 1, Gabriel Davis, 5.3, Alan Lazard, 18.7, Minnesota's defense, 8, and Cairo Santos, 6 points. That was Cowboys for Life, 112 points. The San Antonio Thunder Ducks had 100 points with Aaron Rodgers, 13, Raheem Mostert, 8.6, Eno Benjamin, 3, Cooper Kupp, 27, Devontae Smith, 4, Robert Tonyan, 6, Michael Carter with 15. I think that is Deion Jackson, Indianapolis Colts running back at the moment, with 5, Miami's defense with 8, and Greg Joseph with 8. That was Cowboys for Life, 112, San Antonio Thunder Ducks, 100. Matchup number 3, we have Zeke and Destroy, 142, Los Salamanders, 113. Zeke and Destroy had Pat Mahomes, 34, David Montgomery, 5, Ramondre Stevenson with 16, Jalen Waddle with 19, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 9.5, Hayden Hurst, 8, Dallas Goedert, 24, Lamar Jackson, 17, Kansas City's defense, 6, and Jake Elliott, 2. Los Salamanders had 113 with Kyler Murray with 19, Josh Jacobs with 11, James Robinson with 13, A.J. Brown, 15, Chris Godwin, 10, Fabian Moreau with 4, Adam Thielen with 9, Kirk Cousins with 16, Buffalo's defense with 4, and Jason Myers with 8. That was Zeke and Destroy, 142, Los Salamanders, 113. Matchup number 4, we have Team Smithy GM, 80 points, to Team Quater Tots, 142. We have Trevor Lawrence, 16 points, Alvin Kamara, 9, Devin Singletary, 8, Jamar Chase, 0, Keenan Allen, 0, Zach Ertz, 15, DJ Moore, 4, Mike Williams, 0, Tampa Bay, 9, Nick Folk, 17. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts, 20, Austin Eckler, 24, Deontay Foreman, 4, Devontae Adams, 36, Terry McLaurin, 10, Gerald Everett, 8, Jamal Williams, 10, Matt Stafford, 10, Philly's defense, 8, and Justin Tucker with 10. That was Team Quater Tots, 142, Team Smithy GM, 80. Matchup number 5, we have Team Stump, 70, and we have Fantasy God, 142. We have Derek Carr, 18 points, Travis Etienne, 26, Damian Pierce, 13.9, Mike Evans, 9, Michael Pittman with 5, Isaiah Likely, 9, Kenneth Walker with 28, Dalvin Cook with 13, Cincinnati with 8, and Ryan Succop with 11. Team Stump had Cam Akers with 0.3, Tyreek Hill with 27, Travis Kelce with 20, Hollywood Brown with 0. Oh, I'm not doing bye weeks or or goose eggs anymore, guys. I'm just kind of gonna, I think I'm gonna do that now. From here on out, if you have a goose egg or you have a bye week or an inactive player, I'm just gonna skip over them and talk about the guys that you do have. So here, John Stumpf had 27 from Tyreek. He had 20 from Kelsey. He had 17 from Mooney, and he had 5 from Green Bay. 70 points total. Fantasy God had 142 points. Derek Carr, 18. Oh, wait, we talked about we talked about Fantasy God already. My bad. Okay, that was matchup number 5. Moving on to matchup number 6, we got St. Louis Ball So Hard, who I believe is the highest scoring lineup of the week. I didn't do that in segment 1, I forgot. It's okay, I'll do it here, and I'll do it for the league. St. Louis Ball So Hard, congratulations, highest scoring team on the week. Justin Fields, 42. Derrick Henry, 23. Joe Mixon, 55. Chase Claypool, 3. Devin Duvernay, 1. Kyle Pitts, 4. Aaron Jones, 6. Jared Goff, 11. Chargers defense, 7. And Younghoe Koo with 4. The Immaculate Collection had Justin Herbert, 12. Leonard Fournette, 11. Justin Jefferson, 25. Tyler Lockett, 17. Drake London with 3. Geno Smith with 20. Indianapolis with 8. And who's that? Michael Badgley, the Detroit Lions kicker. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, like, you know, I didn't know who that was, though. That was a bold play because he only scored 1 point, one extra point. You know, it is what it is. But that was the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. Guys, I know we kind of ran through them today. I know we kind of, maybe y'all caught that the pace is a little bit quicker today. It's just I've been super busy, and I'm super busy again today. So I'm trying to kind of, you know, knock it out. I'm kind of, I don't like putting them out on Sundays. I don't, you know, unless that's okay with you guys. I'm trying my best. Eventually they will come out every, you know, before Thursday night football, or every Wednesday or every Tuesday. Once the, you know, next year we hope to do it every Wednesday. Every Wednesday we will have a podcast episode of the league, and we'll do it like that. But this year it's a little sporadic because we're barely getting used to it. You know what I mean? We're figuring it out. But we appreciate you for tuning in regardless. Like we said, guys, we're 9 listens away from 600. We're on the road to 1K. And when we get there, it's all love to you guys, because you guys are the ones that are powering us forward. And without you guys, it would just be a guy talking in a mic. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you guys. Thank you. League number 2, you guys don't have to stay. You're welcome if you want to. If you don't, you're also welcome. So we're going to go into a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the league. We're going to talk about DIG's personal league. And yeah, let's do that. I'll talk to you guys on the other side of this break. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment. The Realest Underground Entertainment. The Realest Underground Entertainment. All right, guys, what's happening? We're back. This is segment 3 of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast, Fantasy Football League episodic series on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, and anywhere that you find your podcast. You know what it is. So let's get into the league, right? Let's talk about the league. Let's talk about the standings. Let's talk about the 5 matchups, and let's just talk a little bit about the parity that's going on, right? In the East, we have Candyland. We got Team Quater Tot, 7-2. We got Gino Don't Write Back, 6-3. We got King Henry the Fifth TD, 5-4. Penalty Boys 3-6. Team Airing It Out 2-7. That is the Eastern Division. That is Candyland. And then we have the West. We have Boomtown. Everybody knows where it goes down, right? We got Cup Yours 6-3. We got Team DIG 6-3. We got Strange Animals 4-5. And we have Team Bro Dog RIP 3-6. And we have Team No Fines Please 3-6. That is Boomtown. We're going to fix the divisions, guys. Don't worry about it. We're just going to carry it on until the end of the year. And then next year, we'll figure out what we're going to do with it, okay? I'll give y'all regular updates, you know, on the podcast. I'll let you guys know. We're going to be talking about, as we said, week 9. This is the week 9 matchup episode. I'm disappointed because I lost this week. I've been going through my buys the last 2 weeks, and it hasn't been fun. But it is what it is. 117, Team DIG, King Henry the 5th TD had 131. Lamar Jackson had 17. Alvin Kamara had 9. DeAndre Hopkins had 13. Mike Evans had 9. Travis Kelce had 21. Kyle Pitts had 4. Zach Franklin had 7. New England's defense had 26. And Jason Myers had 9. King Henry the 5th TD with 131 had Taylor Heinicke with 13, Derrick Henry with 23, Devontae Adams with 36, Joshua Palmer with 18, Tyler Conklin with 1, Trevor Lawrence with 16, his defensive player with 10, Tennessee's defense with 1, and the GOAT, Justin Tucker, with 10. Matchup number 2, we had Penalty Boys 115 to Cup Yours 183. Easily the highest scoring lineup of the week. That is Cup Yours 2.0. 34 points with Pat Mahomes. Austin Eckler 24. Cooper Kupp 26. Alan Lazard 18. Dallas Goedert 24. Tua Tagovailoa 24. Rashad Evans 15. Baltimore's defense 11. And Tyler Bass with 6. Cup Yours 2.0, 183 points. Penalty Boys 115 with Jared Goff 11 points, Joe Mixon 55, Amon Ross St. Brown with 9, Chris Godwin with 10, Taysom Hill with 1, Damian Pierce with 13.9, Tampa Bay's defense with 9, and Jason Sanders with 5. That was matchup number 2. Matchup number 3, we have Game of the Week, Team Quater Tots 110 to Team Airing It Out 106, almost dethroning the league-leading Team Quater Tots. Division-leading, I'm sorry. Jalen Hurts, 20 points. Josh Jacobs, 11. Stephon Diggs, 14. Terry McLaurin, 10. Isaiah Likely, 9. Kirk Cousins, 16. Defensive player, 9. Philly's defense, 8. And Ryan Succop, 11. Team Airing It Out had Justin Herbert, 12. Kenneth Walker, 28. Jalen Waddle, 19. T. Higgins, 13. Evan Ingram, 1.8. Aaron Rodgers with 13. Defensive player with 7. Miami's defense, 8. And Youngway Koo with 4 points. Matchup number 4, we had Strange Animals, 131 to Team RIP Bro Dog, 89. That is Kyler Murray with 19 for Strange Animals. Ramondre Stevenson, 16. Justin Jefferson, 25. Christian Kirk, 21. Zach Ertz, 15. Aaron Jones, 6. Jordan Brooks, 13. Seattle's defense, 10. Harrison Butker, 5. And Team RIP Bro Dog, Joe Burrow with 19. Antonio Gibson, 6. Mecole Hardman with 20. Paris Campbell with 3. Gerald Everett with 8. Matt Stafford with 10. CJ Mosley with 9. Buffalo's defense with 4. And Dan Carlson with 8. That was matchup number 4. Strange Animals 131. Team RIP Bro Dog 89. Matchup number 5. We have Geno Don't Write Back. Barely squeezing. Well, not barely, but, you know, inching his way. Limping his way to every win. 106 to 78.9 for Team No Fines Please. Geno Don't Rate Right Back had Geno Smith 20.8, Leonard Fournette 11, Gabriel Davis with 6.3, Tyreek Hill with 27, Hayden Hurst with 8, Miles Sanders with 15, Roquan Smith with 5, Kansas City's defense with 6, and Cairo Santos with 6. Team No Finds Please had Josh Allen with 24, Michael Pittman with 5, Jacoby Myers with 7, TJ Hawkinson with 16, Marcus Mariota with 7, Patrick Werner with 3, Indianapolis's defense with 8, and Matt Gay with 7. And that was the final matchup of the league. This has been the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football episodic series. This was episode 9. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. I got to get out of here. I got to tend to the other duties of being an entrepreneur, of being a businessman, of being a father, of being a brother, of being a son. You know what I'm saying? So I got to get out of here. I know I breezed through this one. This one's shorter than a lot of the other ones. 36 minutes, I understand. If anything, you know what? I'm going to play a song for you guys at the end of this. I'm going to play not RM3, not Sly Cooper. I'm going to play you guys something. I'm going to surprise you guys. There will be a song at the end of this episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it. This has been episode 9 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football Episodic Series. The newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast fantasy football league episodic series on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, and anywhere that you find your podcasts. Guys, this has been a fun one. I'm going to get to do what I got to go do, and I will talk to you guys on the next episode.
They ask me why I take drugs. I'm tired of fake love. Wonder why they hate us. Fuck it, I don't know. They ask me why I take drugs. I'm tired of the fake love. Wonder why they hate us. Fuck it, I don't know. They tell me they love me, but what does that mean when their words ain't matching their actions? Fuck it, just leave me alone. I'm lost in my world, no time for distractions. My girls have changed my habits, but I'm too caught up in the havoc. Sorry, baby, I was raised different. Tone G was brought up as a savage. They say money talks, I chase it, baby, trying to flood your wrist with some carrots. If it ain't money talk, we can't conversate. I only conversate over cabbage. I jump in my bag, bought me some tags. Ooh, yeah, they mad. She tell me Tony, come spank me. I say, bitches, you drinking? What the fuck is you thinking? I'm married with children, I'm abundant. And love with my woman and money. I'm counting and stacking them hundreds. You play with my son and you running. I tell him I'm gunning and dumping. That fake love got me drugged up and I'm fucked up, so
they
it's nothing.
They ask me why I take drugs. I'm tired of fake love. Wonder why they hate us. Fuck it, I don't know. They ask me why I take drugs. I'm tired of fake love. Wonder why they hate us. Fuck it, I don't know. They ask me why I take drugs. I'm tired of fake love. Wonder why they hate us. Fuck it, I don't know. They ask me why I take drugs. I'm tired of the fake love. Wonder why they hate us. Fuck it, I don't know.